Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Trump Newcomb, and here's what he has to say. Hello, Mr. Sane Man. During the latest worldwide rally for freedom here in Australia, there were various speeches being made for freedoms against the tracking, lockdowns, beer bug vaccines, and being in control of one's own bodily autonomy, instead of some dictator government with an agenda. After the beer bug speeches, the topics then turned to the treatment of men/fathers, with the double standards and many horror stories of men being financially destroyed by biased family court and divorce court laws, which are designed to turn men into financial slaves. They then discuss the numbers of men taking their own lives, which is well documented, and everyone listening in on the crowd agreed that the data was being suppressed by the media and governments to promote single mothers and broken families, as it generates many millions in income. All of this I already knew. Though it was great to hear a shit ton of people actually talking about men's issues without some lefty nutjob trying to make it about the women's and their fake oppression. Have you noticed the same thing in Canada, Mr. Sandman? Where it takes the removal of people's rights for women to suddenly need men's masculinity, stoicism, and strength. Thank you for your dedicated daily red pills, Mr. Sandman, as they keep men on the path of MGTOW higher thinking and true freedom. Will Trump Newcomb, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I've met men's rights activists in Canada, but I've never seen them slip their arguments into the protests against the beer bug. Mind you, I haven't gone to any protests here the way you have down in Australia. So I wouldn't even know if that happened because the government of Justin Castro in Canada would never show something like that on television. I'm surprised that it turned into a men's rights rally near the end. I think the most important thing we can do is show men that there are three types of warfare. Those include financial, cultural/ideological, and finally kinetic or violent. The destruction of families is both financial and cultural warfare, and men need to understand that. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Okay to Be Cliché. This website has Flintstone-inspired mugs as well as Manosphere merch like Alphas Lay and Beta Pays, or I Get Around where we see a Stone Age baby daddy going his own way. There are over a dozen designs to choose from, like this one with the female incel, with a forced chastity belt. If you're thinking of getting married, yabba dabba don't. But if you're thinking of getting one of these for your office desk to piss off Betty the office thought, then yabba dabba do. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the divorced men getting a rope and turning themselves into human piñatas clown world show. About 4 to 5 years ago, I was photographing a posh event for family court judges and lawyers in Canada, discussing how business was booming and they were adding new courtrooms and expanding misery. Sorry, I mean expanding business. I get the funny feeling that this is all part of the leftist plan to impoverish everyone. Vancouver and Toronto are the second and third most expensive places to live in the world, based on how much your income goes towards shelter, with regards to percentage. It's almost as if our governments are making things financially difficult to destabilize the country and break up families as a result. Because after all, when a family falls apart, their assets come up for grabs. The lawyers, judges, and tax collectors come circling like vultures. Plus, the government doesn't actually want there to be a transfer of intergenerational wealth. They want to create an easy-to-control serf class with no assets that's going to vote leftist governments into power. By making things financially difficult, the Marxists are actually waging financial warfare against men, women, as well as families. I've tried explaining this to women before, but they don't seem to get it, so I stop bothering. Also, the never-ending cerveza sickness lockdowns in places like Canada and Australia are all about driving people into poverty, and a few years down the road creating work for divorce lawyers and real estate agents when they're forced to sell the family homes to Blackstone or BlackRock and then rent it back from them to boot. The government in Canada is even offering to pay you 5-10% of the down payment on your house so you can afford to buy it. But when you sell it, you actually have to pay them the money back and whatever profit you made. The government might end up owning 10% of your home. That's how we become a communist country. 1/10 of your home at a time. The new Democratic Party in the province of Ontario is offering to give people another 10% if they're elected. So then 20% of your home would be owned by the government. How lovely. You're probably wondering how you're going to afford down payments as the prices keep rising. Don't worry, because the government's going to give you 30, 40, or 50% of the value of the home to buy one. And then they own that percentage. What if at some point they don't like your political views and say they want their money back, and you have to forcibly sell your home? Attacking the family is all about money stress. The number one thing relationships break up over is arguing about money. I'd rather be in debt to a bank than to a government. Government debt means you can actually be thrown in jail and you can never declare bankruptcy. But when a couple divorces, what happens is that each of them needs their own place, and they have to buy two of everything, one for each residence. They have to sell their assets like their family home to pay double living expenses. This makes real estate agents and corporations like Costco and Dollar General wealthy. Buying stocks in those companies is like betting on the destruction of the American, Canadian, or even Australian dream. Many guys end up living out of their cars when this ends up happening. I guess a lot of formerly married guys can't deal with the joys of not owning anything and being happy in 2030, and decide to check out of their meat suits kinda early. By making men powerless slaves, the government destroys opposition to its policies, because those men are too busy working for basic survival, and they don't have the time or energy or resources to fight against societal injustice. The way the left brings up real estate prices here and creates strain on couples that can't afford down payments is by forcing zoning restrictions and limiting construction, so there simply isn't enough housing. Then they destabilize the country further by bringing in as many minority immigrants in as possible. They can't afford a proper place to live and then bring in critical race theory to turn the new Canadians against the heritage Canadians. Canada is the Western country that has the highest rates of immigration of any country in the entire world, and I suspect it's the first domino to fall to Marxism. Canadians are also passive and won't fight back against very much. Count yourself lucky that you don't have all that much immigration coming in to destabilize your country. This will buy you more time. Plus, COVID has been great at stopping immigration to Australia. You guys are complaining, and compared to Canada, you have a lot less immigration. Better weather, and you don't have Justin Skippy Trudeau as your prime anal minister. Plus, I haven't seen you guys proposing legislation to shut people up yet for hate speech. The Western governments are moving away from a free speech model and moving towards a friendly speech model, friendly to their regime and cultural revolution. Many of you might be noticing that lately I've been dispensing more financial and political red pills in addition to the ones about female nature. I'm trying to help men escape the repression of a wife, but also prevent the government and corporations from destroying your life. As independently minded men, we need to start making our own getaway plans as quickly as possible. The system wants us to get married, get into debt, get divorced, and buy more stuff to fill two apartments and keep the credit system expanding. Economies grow and more money is created through debt and money printing. They want you to spend every last one of your dollars not to buy assets that set you free and protect you from inflation. But they want you to own as much debt as possible to expand the amount of money floating around. When this fails, the anti-male, anti-family leftists will blame the mostly greedy capitalist men with all the assets for what happened and end up hunting them down. If you're a successful single man that's escaped the marriage trap, make sure you don't fall into the trap of turning yourself into a successful, juicy target of the government when the shit hits the fan. Many guys can't wait for women to suffer in some sort of economic catastrophe and come crawling back to men. What those men don't realize is that women will vote in governments that confiscate your wealth and redistribute it to them, instead of the natural course of events, which is women trading BJs for Big Macs. Right now, single mothers increase consumption. They destroy the wealth transference between generations. They make the next generation of children more easy to manipulate by the state, and young guys without fathers are more likely to get violent, become criminals, and that's great for the prison industrial complex. So what if a bunch of men become human piñatas? Divorce lawyers can smash them open and have all their assets fall out that they can collect for themselves. Many men in Australia and Canada are now only figuring out that their divorce was actually slavery, but they aren't looking further down the line. The state is trying to get us used to not having bodily autonomy by manipulating us to get the jab. They were giving out lottery tickets and donuts a few months ago, and now many corporations are forcing you to get it if you want to go back to work. You can't run your own business in Australia to the public because of lockdowns, so you need a job. But in many cases, to get a job, you need a jab. This also means tens of billions of dollars to the needle makers. We're at war, people, so start getting your head out of your ass and start thinking of a plan. If I had to guess, I'd give Canada another 5 to 10 years tops. 10 to 15 to America and Australia before the kinetic civil warfare begins. Yes, the divorce courts clean you out and take your freedom, but we might have bigger problems shortly. I sure as hell didn't free myself from a blue pill gynocentric point of view to go out and tell guys not to get married only to be hunted down by the state for becoming successful. A success I never would have had if I was married in the first place. I'm glad that men in Australia are bringing up the issue of men's rights. but it won't accomplish anything because the men's rights movement is all about changing the laws, but it hasn't changed any of them, not a single one. Sure, I was a men's rights activist briefly in Toronto back in 2014 and 15, but realized it wasn't going to work. Awareness of men's issues seems to be a case of too little too late. It's great that more men are getting red-pilled about female nature and divorce, but now they have to take the double dose of being red-pilled about politics and how you can escape the slavery of marriage, but soon you'll have to fight to escape the slavery of the state. Single mothers, of course, are the useful idiots indirectly working for that state. They'll probably vote for equity and probably vote for governments that will turn well-to-do unmarried men into slaves of the state, and de facto slaves to women as well. I can't tell you how many women think that the redistribution of wealth from men to women and socialism is a good thing. They already see men going their own way as escaped slaves from the plantation. So it's going to be easy for them to support the government that tries to take away everything from us. They see themselves as being entitled to it. The state wants women to take men's money because women make up 85% of the consumer spending. So it's a no-brainer that government and women will get into bed with each other and try and control us even further. As for anti-jab rallies, if you want clues as to what's going on out there, look for videos about the innate immune system, and also what happens in your body after you take the vaccine, and it produces tons of spike proteins to combat the virus. I can't really share what I think about that, because they'll shut me down. Hopefully I've pointed you in the right direction. Educate yourself before you walk down the aisle, and you probably won't walk down the aisle in the first place. Educate yourself about the jab, and you probably won't get it either. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Trump Nukem for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that socialist governments will try and smash your money stash if you don't get married and divorced, and let them smash your money that way first. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the future communist countries of Canada and Australia away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.